M60 recording length 15 minutes and 14 seconds. This recording was created using www.spokentext.net. Messier 60 Elliptical Galaxy M60, NGC 4649, Type E2, in Virgo M60.jpg, Right Ascension 12, 43.7, H colon M, Declination plus 11, 33, Deg colon M, Distance 60,000. Cli, visual brightness 8.8, mag, apparent dimension 7x6, arc min, discovered 1779 by Johann Gottfried Koehler, Messier 60, Million 60, and GC 4649, as one of the giant elliptical galaxies in the Virgo cluster of galaxies, as the most following, Eastern, Messier galaxy in this cluster, it is the last in a row of three, M58, M59, and M60, which comes into the field of view of a telescope pointed to this region of the sky. At lower magnifications, it lies in the same field of view as M59, 25 arc minutes away. M60 was discovered by Johann Gottfried Koehler on April 11, 1779, when he was following the comet of that year. Together with neighboring M59, it was independently found one day later by Barnabas Arriani, who missed M59. And 4 days later, on April 15, 1779, by Charles Messier, who also found nearby M58. Messier describes M60 as a little more distinct than M58 and M59. At its distance of some 60 million light years, this galaxy's apparent diameter of 7x6 arc minutes corresponds to a linear diameter of 120,000 light years. Amateur telescopes, however, do only show its bright central region of about 4x3 arc minutes diameter. Its visually ninth apparent magnitude makes it a very bright galaxy of absolute magnitude, 22.3, corresponding to an intrinsic luminosity of 60 billion suns, substantially more than the 300 million quoted in Malus/Kramer's Messier album. M60 is conspicuous in telescopes starting from 4-inch because of its faint neighbor, NGC 4647. Shown in the image. For this peculiar property, Halton Arp has included M60 as number 116 in his catalog of peculiar galaxies as an elliptical close to and perturbing a spiral. Photographs obtained with larger instruments, such as this one, show a large system of faint globular clusters. According to W. E. Harris List, M60 has a respectable number of about 5,100 of these objects in its halo. The Hubble Space Telescope has investigated M60's core and found evidence that it contains a massive central object of about 2 billion solar masses. A supernova, SN2004W, was found in M60 as it had already faded to Mag 18.8. This supernova was found to be of a subluminous subtype of Type Ia. It had probably flashed up about half a year before, but remained unnoticed because M60 was close to its solar conjunction. Messier 60 observations and descriptions discovered on April 11, 1779 by Johann Gottfried Koehler, independently discovered on April 12, 1779 by Barnabas Arriani, independently discovered on April 15, 1779 by Charles Messier. Messier, M60, April 15, 1779 6012 H 32 meters 28 188 D 06 53, plus 12 D46, 02, Nebula in Virgo, a little more distinct than the two preceding M58 and M59, on the same parallel as Epsilon Virginis, which has served for its position, determination. M. Messier reported it on the chart of the comet of 1779. He discovered these three nebulae while observing this comet which passed very close to them. The latter passed so near on April 13 and 14 that the one and the other were both in the same field of view, of the refractor, and he could not see it. It was not until the 15th, while looking for the comet, that he perceived the nebula. These three nebulae don't appear to contain any star. Koehler, April 11 and 13, 1779 with M59. Two very small nebulae, hardly visible in a 3-foot telescope, the one above the other. Bodes an ounce of Koehler's discovery. On the occasion of tracking the comet of this year 1779, on April 11 and 13, Mr. Koehler has discovered another two very small faint, nebulae barely visible in the 3.4 Dion telescope northwest in a triangle with Rho and a 34th star of Virgo, situated closely the one above the other, and on May 5, again three other somewhat nebulous stars in the area of the northern shoulder of Virgo, at quite a distance of each other, Orione April 12, 1779 very pale and looking exactly like the comet 1779 Bode, C/1779A1. William Herschel unpublished observations of Messier's nebulae and clusters. Scientific Papers, Volume 2, p. 658, 1784, March 15, SW 174, 2 nebulae, one of them very bright, 1784, April 17, SW 199, 2 nebula, the PVFS, II.44. The preceding very faint, small, HII.44 equals and GC 4647, the following which is the 60th of the Connecticut day temps, BCL bright, considerably large, John Herschel, 1833, H 1408, H 1408 equals M60, sweep the 19th of, March 10th, 1826, Ra 12 H 35 meters 2.3s, NPD 77 D31, 18, 1830.0, right ascension and north polar distance, B, R, BM the brighter of a fine pair, the other is VF, E30 deg MP, 2.5, dist, C fig 74, bright, ground, brighter toward the middle, the brighter of a fine pair, the other H1405 equals HII.44, and GC4647, is very faint, extended in position angle 30 deg north preceding NW, 2.5, distant, see fig 74, sweep the 22nd of, March 13, 1826, Ra 12 H35 meters 3.1s, NPD 77 D30, 35, 1830.0, a double neb, a very fine and curious object, the P is VF the FVB, both large estimated dist of centers equals 4, pos 45 deg MP, a double nebula, a very fine and curious object, the preceding western one, and GC 4647, is very faint, the following eastern, M60, very bright, both are, large, estimated distance of centers is 4, position angle 45 deg north preceding NW, sweep the 4th of, May 9, 1825, Ra 12 H 35 meters 3.9s, NPD 77 D29, 39, 1830.0, no description, sweep 191, May 2, 1829, Ra 12 H 35 meters 4.1s, NPD 77 D31, 10, 1830.0, VB, R, has a VF oval neb MP, post 30 deg MP, dist 3, biastum very bright, ground, has a very faint oval nebula north proceeding, position angle 30 deg north proceeding NW, distance 3, biastimate, sweep 338, April 4, 1831, Ra 12 H 35 meters 6.5s, NPD 77 D30, 49, 1830.0, B, R, VSMBM, 90, the SF of 2 bright, ground, very suddenly much brighter toward the middle, 90, diameter, the south following say, of 2, sweep the 3rd of, April 11, 1825, NPD 77 D31, plus slash, 1830.0, a most curious double neb 3, dist center from center, but the nebulae join with VF nebulosity, the fainter rather oval, a most curious double nebula with 3, distance from center to center, but the nebulae join with very faint nebulosity, the fainter and GC 4647, rather oval, Smythe, CCCCLVII 457, M60. CCCCLVII 60 million Virginis, R12H 35 meters 33s, DEC N12D 26.1 mean epoch of observation, 1837.22 March 1837, with a drawing of M59 and M60, a double nebula, in the center of Virgo's left wing, lying NP north preceding, NW, and SF south following, say, about 2, or 3, from center to center, the preceding one and GC 4647, being extremely faint, the following, or brighter one, is that seen and imperfectly described by Messier in 1779, and is nearly between two telescopic stars vertically posited. A fine field is exhibited under the eyepiece, which magnifies 93 times, just as this object enters, because the bright little nebula 59 million is quitting the NP north preceding, NW, verge, and another small one is seen in the upper part, H1402 and GC 4638. In fact, four nebulae at once. The hypothesis of Sir John Herschel, upon double nebulae, is new and attracting. They may be stellar systems each revolving round the other, each a universe, according to ancient notions. But as these revolutionary principles of those last and distant firmamental clusters cannot for ages yet be established, the mind lingers in admiration, rather than comprehension of such mysterious collocations. Meantime our clear duty is, so industriously to collect facts, that much of what is now unintelligible, may become plain to our successors, and a portion of the grand mechanism now beyond our conception, revealed. How much, exclaims Sir John Herschel, how much is escaping us? How unworthy is it in them who call themselves philosophers, to let these great phenomena of nature, these slow but majestic manifestations of power and the glory of God, glide unnoticed, and drop out of memory beyond the reach of recovery, because we will not take the pains to note them in their unobtrusive and furtive passage, because we see them in their everyday dress, and mark no sudden change, and conclude that all is dead, because we will not look for signs of life, and that all is uninteresting, because we are not impressed and dazzled, to say, indeed, that every individual star in the Milky Way, to the amount of 8 or 10 millions, is to have its place determined, and its motion watched, would be extravagant. But at least let samples be taken, at least let monographs of parts be made with powerful telescopes and refined instruments, that we may know what is going on in that abyss of stars, where at present imagination wanders without a guide. Such is the enthusiastic call of one, whose father cleared the road by which we are introduced to the grandest phenomena of the stellar universe. This mysterious and shadowy doublet will be found 5 degrees west of Vindimiatri, in the direction of Regulus, where there is a very large and wonderful nebulous region. John Herschel, General Catalogue, GC 3182, GC 3182 equals H1408 equals M60, Ri 12 H 36 meters 34.8s, NPD 77 D 40, 38.4, 1860.0, right ascension and north polar distance, VB, PL, R, F of Neb 8 observations by W. and J. Herschel, very bright, pretty large, ground, the following eastward, member of a double nebula the other, preceding one is GC 3180 equals H1405 equals HII.44, equals and GC 4647, remark, figure in PT33JH1833, plate V, Fig 74, Dreyer, and GC 4649, and GC 4649 equals GC 3182 equals H1408, M60, Ri 12 H 36 meters 37s, NPD 77 D 40.8, 1860.0. Right ascension and north polar distance, VB, PL, R, F of Neb, equals M60 very bright, pretty large, round, the following eastward, member of a double nebula the other, preceding one is NGC 4647. Remark, figure in PT33JH1833, plate XV, Fig 74. Curtis descriptions of 762 nebulae and clusters photographed with the Crossley reflector, PUBL, Lichobs, number 13, part 1, P9, 42, and GC 4649, RA equals 12:38.6, Deck equals plus 12, 6 2, in diameter, growing rapidly brighter to a very bright central portion, which shows no true nucleus in short exposures, no spiral whorls discernible. Content Karasyev says, Students for the Exploration and Development of Space, accessed September 21, 2007. Text to MP3 by SpokenText.net. Quick and Dirty complied by John-Morris.net. This recording was created using Spoken Text, the free online text-to-audio converter. To learn more about Spoken Text, visit www.spokentext.net.